Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Welcome. This is not Matthew James. You know, my voice hasn't changed. This is Mike Davis, owner and presenter of Mike Spirit FM. And it's a pleasure to stand in for Matthew because I know Matthew's out of town. He's very busy doing some wonderful work for the spirit world. And he's asked myself and Kerry to step in there for us. So, hi, Kerry. You there with us?
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Well, you know, Kerry, it's been a bizarre weekend building up to this week. I mean, if people listened to my show yesterday on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium show, right here in Mike Spirit FM, people would have known that yesterday was a busy day with me dashing in, you dashing out, back and forth to hospital there with Gwyn, my brother-in-law. And, you know, I did tell everyone live on air yesterday, Kerry, that, you know, it wasn't looking good for Gwyn. But then, obviously, when you came back, you said the pain had been released because it looked like a water infection, which was really good news yesterday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
But, you know, today has brought some other news, isn't it?
It has.
It's brought some great sad news. due to this week, because it's not just a water infection. It's a shadow on his spine, which is it's cancer. And you know, the poor man has battled this for the last 3 years. Well, another part of his back. So it's been a, you know, we've just got back from the hospital, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
And, you know, our sympathy and our votes and our thoughts, rather, go out to Gwyn and all of the family, even though that we are a part of our family, obviously. But, you know, all the thoughts go out into Gwyn and the rest of the family, because it's difficult. Let's say that at the least it is difficult, you know, because Teresa doesn't drive, my sister, and it's down to us, really, isn't it?
It has, yeah.
And, you know, but battling through, you know, we'll do our best. And, you know, try and keep everything together. So it's been a very busy time, a very hard few days. But, you know, let's be positive. Let's ask of everyone that's listening to us now or listening to us even later in the downloads. We ask of everyone to send healing to those, to Gwyn, because obviously he's in need of that, and the rest of the family. Because, you know, it's only just last week he lost his sister to the spirit world via the cancer as well. So I think it's knocked him sideways a bit. And, you know, as I said, he needs all our thoughts. So please, I ask of everyone to send thoughts to Gwyn and the family. But Kerry, so what's been happening in your life? Even though that's a bit of a cliche for me, because you are a part of my life. Mm-hmm. You're in Studio One. Mm-hmm. What's been going on? Is any new developments happening?
No, it's just like you've explained, backwards and forwards to hospitals, trying to run around and get the kids from school, sort them out.
Okay, so it's a busy time.
It's been very busy.
Okay.
Tiring.
It is tiring. And, you know, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Yes, it's tiring, but, you know, we love the work that we do for the spirit world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know that the more work we do for the spirit world, the more development that you and I am receiving from the spirit world. That's right, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So, okay. So, you know, we know we're filling in for Matthew James tonight.
Yeah.
And Matthew James is off doing, I believe he's doing a fair, isn't he, of some sort?
I think, yeah.
I know that you're filling in for him on Wednesday, hosting his show with his two regular guests this Wednesday, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
What time did... Because I don't really know much about Matthew's show too, Conversation with Spirit 2, because obviously, you know, I'm out there grafting hard all day, Kerry, so I don't really get to... hear much of Matthew's Conversation with Spirits too, but I know that you've listened to the show many times. So what time does that show go out?
It's 11 a.m. UK time. I'm not sure what time. I think it's 8 p.m. his time, 9 p.m.
Okay.
But it's 11 a.m. in the morning for the UK.
Okay, so and so what is the basis of that show? I mean, what happens in Conversation with Spirit 2?
It's a bit similar to this one, just different times.
Okay. It's an interesting show. I'm sure of that. So can people call in for free readings there?
Yeah.
So very similar to Conversations with Spirit. We should maybe put -1 there. I don't know. But tonight, people can call in and have a free reading. And the numbers you need to dial, and please dial them carefully, it's 760-283-4611. That's if you are in the USA. Any state in America, just dial 760-283-4611. If you are outside of the USA, then it's simply dial 001-760-283-4611. You know, if you are outside the US and you're thinking, well, that's an international call, and that's going to cost, yes, it will cost, and please be mindful of that. If you are calling outside the USA and it is an international call, but fear not. There is another way for you to come in to the show. It's called Skype. Now, Kerry, I want to talk to you a little bit about Skype because I know that you're more computer-minded than myself, let's say that at the least. Skype, it's a free download, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So I know I've done this several times, but, you know, if I haven't done it yesterday, I kind of forget. You know, it's not at the forefront of my mind, as you know. So where do you go to download this Skype?
You just put it in your browser, type in Skype, and it comes up free download.
So like into like Google or whatever your search engines is it?
Yeah.
And you just type in free Skype and then it'll come up, press it, free download Skype. And it's very much, you know, it's not like Facebook, far from the word of Facebook, but it's you build up a profile on there, don't you? You know, like who you are, you know, if there's any little message you want to put in, you can type to each other. So it's got a message box. And the message box is free to send messages back and forth to each other, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And also, to call Skype to Skype, that's free as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So I could be on one side of the world, you could be on the other side of the world, and I could speak to you for as long as I wanted, free.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that amazing, really, when you think of modern technology?
It is, yeah.
And all you need is a microphone and a set of speakers. And if you are using a laptop or a device like a tablet or a iPhone or an Android phone or whatever phone you have, and it's is it just Android? Is it called just Android phone? Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, whichever phone you have, if you can have
smartphone.
That's the word. See, my mind's blank. It's a Monday, and I'm allowed to be blank. If you have a smartphone, you can also download this to your smartphone. It's called Skype. It's free because I know that there's lots and lots of American callers online at the moment. And I do apologize to everyone that's online. I haven't had a chance to screen your calls. It's been a very busy afternoon year for us in the UK, but it doesn't matter. I've got you all in the list. I can see all your calls. But I know that we have thousands and thousands of UK listeners too. So I just want to let everyone know in the UK, you can call in for free. You can have a free reading with myself and with my hosts. Let me just, 1 second. Sorry about that. But, you know, you can just call into the show via the Skype button. And it is totally free to call in. I know that we have people listening here from Norway, and welcome and hi to Norway as we are speaking. And I know this is a great friend of mine, Anne. Now, let me tell you about Anne, Kerry. Anne is a lovely lady. She really is. Anne, now you'd remember the last time I was out in Norway?
Yeah.
And remember I said about I had this lump on my arm?
Yeah.
And remember this lady said that she could get rid of it?
I do, yeah.
That's Anne. And Anne is a very lovely lady. In fact, shall I see if we can bring Anne in? Because Anne was just trying to call me there.
Yeah.
So let's see if I can add Anne into the call. Just 1 second. Just to say hi to Anne. I think I might have to do it this way. But just bear with us, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. And I do believe that we have Anne online. Hi, Anne. Are you there with us?
Oh, yes.
Hi, Anne. It's been a long time. How are you doing there?
Oh, I'm working like I used to do.
Working and working hard. You know, Anne, yeah. That's a lady after my own heart, because, you know, that's what I seem to do. I work, and work even harder. And, you know, I was just saying, because we have Kerry in studio, and Kerry, my partner. And, you know, how Kerry remembered you simply was because of by this little lump that I had on my arm when I was in Norway last time.
Yeah.
And you said about draining that off. And, well, Anya, be pleased to know that that's not fully, but very much disappeared now.
Okay.
So, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll wait and be reserved on that. But, Alan, it's lovely to hear your voice. It really is. It's been a while. I said, you know, say hi to Kerry, because Kerry is here with us in Studio One.
Okay.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Kerry.
How are you?
I'm just coming home and have some dinner.
Just coming home for your dinner. Well, I hope you're not eating sheep's head, Anne.
Pardon?
I hope that you're not eating sheep's head.
I've been eating Thai food, chicken coconut soup.
Chicken coconut soup?
Yeah.
Well, Anne, I should be eating that with you, chicken coconut.
Oh, yeah, now I have a bigger room. You are welcome.
That sounds absolutely lovely, it really does. But, you know, we're having a bit of a tough time of things at the moment, me and Kerry are in the UK, because, as, you know, if you listen to the earlier part of the show,
yeah.
My brother-in-law is very ill in hospital with cancer. That he's battling with this for the last 3 years, bless his heart, and now it's come back very aggressive, and it's in the spinal cord. So I know he's just moving from one hospital to the other, probably as we speak, to a specialist hospital for him to have some radiotherapy. I believe, yes, radiotherapy that he's going for now, even as we speak. So, you know, our thoughts are with Gwyn. At the moment,
Yeah, I can see that. Poor. It's very bad. It's very, very bad.
Well, as I said, you know, he's been battling with a blessed heart for the last 3 years. It's been very difficult for him, but I'm sure that the spirit world will take very good care of him in years and make sure that he's at ease. You know, at least that he's got a bit of colour back in his cheeks now, because yesterday, daytime, it was horrific. You know, you wouldn't even recognize him, but you know, he had so much water in his bladder that he couldn't pass because of this fever.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they put this drain in him and drained it off, and the difference within his old persona was phenomenal. And Kerry will tell you, because she was there when they started draining this off, and Kerry, it was amazing, wasn't it? To see a difference of him perking up a bit, you know, and having a bit of colour back in his cheeks. But that's when they found this tumour on the spinal cord, and it's tough time, Anne. It really is a tough time. Okay, Anne.
Okay.
Anne, it's been lovely to hear your voice. I know that we need to go to some songs and take some callers. I know we've got lots of people online. We've got a full list in front of us at the moment, and your people are still welcome to call in, they really are. And we'll do our best to endeavour to get through as many as we possibly can. So, Anne, thank you very much for calling in, even though I had to call you back. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Nice to see you, listen to your voice again.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Anne, all you need to do is to pop yourself on mute. You know how to mute yourself? You know how to mute yourself?
No.
Well, if you hover your finger around my picture, there'll be a picture of a microphone. If you press that will mute you, and you can stay there and listen to the rest of the show, Anne.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, I can feel it.
Okay, well, as soon as you can see that, press that mute button, and you can listen to the rest of the show and stay there.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Great
job. You.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to a song. Our first one is... Actually, it's a wonderful song, so let's just press it and enjoy.
Down.
Hi, and welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, you're listening to me, Mike Davis. I was almost, Kerry. I almost said on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, almost, but I didn't, because we are not on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We are on Mike Spirit FM. We are in
Conversation with Spirit.
Correct, Conversation with Spirit -1, maybe. Don't know. Yeah, -1, because I know Matthew James from Australia does Conversation with Spirits 2 on our Wednesday morning, which is Wednesday evening, I believe, Kerry, isn't it?
It's our Wednesday morning.
And it's Australia's Wednesday evening, isn't it?
I think so.
You know, getting to grips with all these time zones, it's really hard work. It really is sometimes. You know, I'm getting to know the American time zone, the Eastern Standard Time, the Central Standard Time, the Pacific Standard Time. It's really difficult to keep up with it all. It really is. Anyway, Kerry, we've got a full switchboard in front of us. Lots of callers on, and you know there will be still time for you to call in, so please do so if you want to. We'll endeavour to get through as many of these readings as we can. And so let's go to the phone lines, Kerry, then, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, I do apologise. I'll have time to screen any of your calls in the beginning, but that matters not. What matters is that we are here and we're going to take your calls. And let's go to area code 951 and say, hi, area code 951. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, it's Lori.
Lori.
Yes.
Hi, Lori. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
From California. Wonderful, Lori. And what was the reason that you called in for?
It's my mom's birthday today, and I was wondering if she's around me.
Oh, bless. You know, well, I hope I can bring your mum forward. Your mum is in the spirit world, I take it, is she?
Yes.
Okay, well, as I said, I hope I can bring your mum forward there, Lori.
Okay.
No, obviously,
you
cannot guarantee that, okay? I cannot say I'm definitely going to connect with your mum, because that's not the way it works, Lori, and I'm not going to say to you when it's not. You know, I've never made anything up. I've never extended anything, but just given exactly what I have and to give you and to prove survival evidence. But let me make a connection, Lori, and I'll do my very best and see what comes through. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. Anything that you could get. Thank you.
Okay. Because I do believe I do have a lady here, okay, with me from the spirit world. And as this lady connects with me, Lori, I know that she makes me feel towards the end of her life, she suffered for quite some time, she tells me. Now, she also tells me that it got difficult, and I believe that I want to say that her mind was very active, but her body just gave up on her for a long time before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I believe, see, now as I've been talking about my brother-in-law being in a hospital with cancer, you know, that's relevant to this lady. I believe in some way that's what I want to talk about, like my brother-in-law in a hospital with a cancer that would tie with your mum. So I'm not saying that your mum had cancer, but you would understand the hospital connections there to do with this lady
she
before
did.
She passed.
Yes, she did.
Perfect. Because I know that's what she's come to say to me here, okay? And this is your mum, bless her heart, as she comes forward, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you there with your mum that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed as well?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that this lady seems to lose quite a bit of weight before she passes home to the spirit world there. And I know, see, as your mum steps forward, you know, she just wants me to say to you that it's... Would you understand... Why I would say four, either four birthdays she's been in the spirit world or 4 years she's been in the spirit world, or you feel she's missed out on four something. Do you understand why she says to me the four?
Four? No.
I said it could be 4 years that she's in the spirit world or four birthdays that she's missed or something.
She died in
1973. She died in 1973. Okay. So it's a bit more than 4 years, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you understand that the four children that she had, that she would have had them or something? There's certainly something to do with the four. Do you understand of why she says four? Okay, it looks like that Kelly, we are experiencing some technical issues tonight. We really are, because there's been quite a few callers that's come in called. Laurie, if you are still listening, then please call back, and you know we will pick up on that communication, that link there. So let's go to our next caller whilst we're waiting for Laurie to come back, and it's area code 310. Hi, area code 310.
Cook that has in their heart like she did.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, can I take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Vince.
Oh, hi, Vince.
How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. And you?
I'm really down. You know, still no work, and that's what I was calling about. On Friday night, I went to a company called Ventura Foods. They called me in for an interview. It was Friday night around 11:30, my time, and I met with three gentlemen, and they asked me a series of questions and everything, and they loved my experience, and they said they'll let me know next week, which means this week, because they still have some people to interview. So I'm just wondering if you see me being offered a job there.
Okay, Vince, then let me connect to the spirit world.
Okay.
We'll see where we go, because Vince, you've heard me work many times.
Right.
And how I work is I simply connect to the spirit world and give you what they've come to say. Now, Vince, I believe that I've got a lady there with yourself as well. Now, as this lady connects you with me, I believe that she links towards your mum's side of your family.
It's probably my mom's side. Well, both my grandparents all my grandparents are dead and gone now, but I wouldn't know who this woman is.
Okay. Now, I can respect that. If you didn't know them, then it's very difficult, isn't it? Now,
I didn't, because they're from another country, and I left that country when I was like 2 years old, and so I never had a chance to meet them.
Okay, that's fine. Then I've always said, you know, if we don't know them, they can always tell us something about us, okay? Now, Vincent, what she's come to say to me is that you feel, which is probably... with what you just told me, that you probably feel a little bit all over the place at the moment. You feel a little bit let down, a little bit uplifted, and my emotions are running high, and I'm not sure what to do with it at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes.
See, because this is what she tells me, that your emotions are all over the place at the moment. But, you know, the first thing I want to say here to you is, off this lady, that, you know, you need to look forward. Okay, because I want to say to you that, you know, there will be an offer. I'm not saying that this job you went for, Friday, is the one. I don't know. But we need to look forward, because I know that there's going to be an offer that's been made to you quite soon. Now, would you understand if I said that you that you feel that it either needs to come, because it's either like a making or a breaking of you? Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it almost has to come right away, because we're now $3,000 behind in rent, and bills are piling up. And unless a miracle happens soon, we're really in bad shape.
Okay, well, I believe that this lady wants me to say too that we need to keep ourselves on top of things. Don't allow things to slide. Be mindful that things will. The creases will be ironed out very soon, okay? And I know that something will be offered to you very soon, Vince, okay? But you need to stay strong, you need to stay positive, and I believe that's what I want to bring forth there to you, about being positive in your vibration. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. See, now I'm being told that within this work, would I be right in saying to you that there's like a large group of people working in the same place, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that where this offer is being made, that there's a large group of people there for you, okay? And I want to say that you, wherever this large group is, that's where I want to place you. Now, would this be in some kind of like, I know that lots of places are in factories and everything else, or units, whatever you want to call them. But this one is more of a larger, on a larger scale than what you've ever been used to, and that's the daunting path there for you. Do you understand this?
Yes, it is an industrial area, heavily industrial, and there is it's a large place.
There we are. Because I know that's what she's come to see to me. It's a large place. It's a place where lots of people are, And I want to say that to you, you know, keep your head up, because I know that you will be able to walk forward tall and proud very soon. Vince, does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, just one more question about this. Did this say when it's going to happen?
You know, all the words I had there, Vince, was soon, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to say it's going to be this week or next week. I don't know. As I said, you know, and you know the way that I work, Vince, and you've heard me many times. I'm not going to add anything in there, not going to take anything away.
Right.
The word soon comes in again. So I know, you know, be ready for it, because I know that when it comes, it's going to happen. Like, once you have that phone call, it's going to be like, okay, then let's start tomorrow. I don't mean tomorrow.
Right.
But when you have the call, it will be like tomorrow, okay? It'll be that quick.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
The pleasure is all mine. And remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Vince. Bye now. Bye.
All right.
Okay. I do apologize. Kerry, Vince is a lovely call. He calls in quite regular to the show, and you know, he has some wonderful evidence of the spirit world office. You know, I love it when we have callers that calls in regularly and have some wonderful evidence. You know, isn't that what it's all about?
It is, yeah.
You know, and it's fantastic to know that, isn't it, that we're able to bring like a regular caller. Now, actually, Kerry, I got a bit of a surprise here for you. And this surprise is, well, let me not just say about it. Let me just bring in a surprise, because this lady is a bit of a...
Hello.
Oh, and there's a voice. Do you recognize that voice, Kerry?
Hi, Jeanette.
Hello, darling. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Really good.
Now, thank you, Jeanette, for stepping in with us. Okay.
No problem.
Now that I sent you a message, I'm saying... SOS kind of a message. Because, you know, me and Kerry's been very busy, and I've been talking about this in the first part of the show. My brother-in-law is in hospital, Jeanette. He's been suffering for 3 years with cancer, and it's just aggressively came back. It's on the spinal cord. It's a very large tumor.
Oh dear.
So you know, we've been rushing back and forth. The only ones in the rest of the family that drives. You know, it's been dashing here, there, and everywhere. So it's been a very busy time. It really has. But, you know, I want to thank you, Jeanette, for stepping in there at the last minute. And you know, we've just done two wonderful readings. The first lady I don't know whether she had a problem with her connection or what. I don't know. But, you know, we didn't get to finish the end of the reading. But she had what she was looking for. She was looking for her mum.
Okay.
Mum came through perfectly. That was fine. Now, I know that we just had another gentleman, a gentleman that you've worked with many times. And I know that that would be a Vince. Do you remember Vince?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, Vince just had a lovely reading with myself.
Right.
Should we go back to the call lines and see what we have in there?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay, so let's bring in area code 3. Sorry, I said it wrong. Jeanette, it's a Monday. I'm allowed to make mistakes, aren't I?
You certainly are, my love. You certainly are.
This is area code 631. Hi, area code 631. Can I get your name?
I'm Sue from Long Island.
Well, hi, Sue from Long Island.
Hi.
You in there?
Yes, I am. Hi, I was just wondering about my love life.
Okay.
When the steward sees a boyfriend or husband coming in.
Okay, well, Sue, well, what our forte is here in Mike Spirit FM and all of our guests is to link to the spirit world and to give you evidence of life after death. And whatever the spirit world wants to give us, then we can pass that on to you. So if that's okay, we can do that for you, Sue. Is that okay?
Sure.
Jeanette, do you want to start with this one, Jeanette?
Yes, lovely. Sue, yes?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. And you said that you want to have some evidence of what's going on around you at the moment, yeah?
Or, you know, or in the future or something, a boyfriend, husband coming in to, the future.
I feel like as though I'm linking with a lady actually when I'm talking to you. She's coming quite close to me, so I've got a grandmother energy with this lady. I feel that this lady was quite a busy lady when she was in you know, before she passed, and she passed over to the spirit world quite quickly, and I'm having like pains through my chest. Do you understand who this lady is?
I do. She had a stroke and like heart attack, and that was my grandmother.
Right, okay, because she loved life, okay, and she loved her life right up until the end. She was proud of her family, she loved her family, and she's just saying to me to say to you, love your life, because it's almost like as though you've placed yourself in the waiting zone, do you understand? And I feel that you've had a setback and a disappointment around you. Last year was quite trying for you in many, many areas of your life. And it's like as though you almost as if you just needed to get on with things, but it's like as though you put yourself on automatic pilot too. Do you understand that?
Yeah. I don't want to be
And you need, okay, to take yourself off automatic pilot, if you like, and start getting back into things. Because this is the energy that she's bringing in for me. Like, tell her to get out more and to laugh more and to enjoy life more. Because I feel she comes in around you and she's very aware that you're quite down quite a lot of the time. And, you know, it's like as though she's saying, you know, she needs to be happy. So I feel that your grandmother is bringing in abundance of love for you, okay? Where is the J connection around your grandmother, please? Who is the Janet?
My mother's name is Janet.
Okay, darling, because she's talking about Janet as well, okay? So I feel with you and Janet, okay, have you had a little falling out or something's not right with you both at the minute, please?
Not with us, but I don't know, with the family kind of thing.
Okay, because she's saying new beginnings for you, for Janet. There's also a boy as well, a younger boy. So I don't know whether it's a grandson or something. A younger boy.
Yeah, my son.
Right. Okay, where is the R connection around this boy, please?
Oh, my gosh, Robert, my mother's husband.
Okay, thank you, because she's saying that he looks like him. Okay, or he looks up to him, or there is something about Robert and him together. Do you understand that, darling?
Yeah, they're close, yeah.
There we go. She's aware of it. Okay, so what I'm trying to say to you, sweetheart, okay, your Nana in spirit knows, is fully aware that there is a lot of love around you. I do feel that you need to start shining, because you're really not really doing yourself any favours by feeling down all of the time. She wants happiness for you. There will be love coming in when it's ready, okay? There is going to be a nice guy coming in for you who is going to fit right in with you and your family, so I don't want you to worry about that. But I feel what you're worrying about is that you're always going to be on your own, and it's like the fear of the fear is making you feel very closed and isolated. Do you understand that, darling?
Oh my gosh, you're right on target with everything. But when do you know when this person's going to come in?
It's like, you know, the spirit world are aware of him around you. I feel like as though I'm not looking at long here, but, you know, like everything else in life, you have to be proactive, so you've got to start mixing.
I try to go out Saturday night.
Okay, because I feel the more proactive you are and the more positive you are in yourself, the more that positive vibe is going to radiate around you. It's going to be like a ripple effect in a pond, and you are going to be putting out a different energy, and you're going to be attracting more admirers to you. And I do feel that there's choices for you, so I just want you to take on board the love from your Nana, take on board the family love that she's bringing in for you, and try not to focus on everything that you haven't got. Focus on what you have got and build from there, because I see a lot of positive change for you. And I'd like to leave that with you this evening and say thank you very much, Sue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, darling.
Sue, you know, you've had an absolutely amazing reading there with the wonderful Jeanette Ann Coombs. So, you know, please remember to download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jeanette, you know, again, an absolutely fantastic reading there.
Oh, bless. Thank you.
See, and I know that you've been very busy because I know that you've just finished.
Yeah, I have actually, yes.
It was pretty, I felt a bit, ooh, and I've asked you to do this, and, you know, you've kindly stepped in, and, I want to thank you dearly for that.
Problem, Mike.
But Jeanette, you know, I know that you're no stranger to Mike Spirit FM.
Yeah.
And you're no stranger to a Monday night. You know, I was just going to say, how does it feel to be back in the, you know, in need to get my teeth in this Monday?
Yeah, you know, I love the vibe. I love the energy. I love talking to these lovely listeners that come in. You know, we give guidance and validation. So it's a really lovely feel. So I'm always available to help out if you need me whenever I can. You know that it's a great place to be.
Well, you know, Jeanette, I'll always be calling up on you. I always will. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic to have you. And, when you're giving lovely evidence just like that, you know, it makes me proud.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
To be friends, because, you know, we are, not, you know, it's not just that we know each other from Mike Spirit FM. You know, we actually, I've been to your home.
Yes.
And, you know, may I say, drunk your tea, ate your biscuits. made myself very comfortable at home. You did, you know, and we're looking forward to more evenings such as that. And I know that when you come here, you'd be lucky to get a glass of water out of me.
Yeah, Mike.
No, you have drunk my tea, Annette, my kid.
I have, my
life. Dog.
Yeah.
Because Mark misses his fusses, he really does sometimes. And bless him, he's gone to sleep right now. And, he normally does go to sleep when we're live on it. He really does. It's always a pleasure. So, Jeanette, tell us all about who Jeanette Ann Coombs is and where we can find you.
Okay. Well, I'm a psychic medium. I'm based in South Wales, not very far away from you, Mike. I work as a medium, as a psychic. I like to work as an intuitive empath as well. I'm also a Reiki healer. I work on the television in the UK, and I also love doing the radio show. And you can also find me in various events and fairs around the UK. Also, I'm on the committee with the British Astrological and Psychic Society. So if anybody is interested in developing themselves and they'd like to have some more information on psychic development courses or any of the other courses that we have on offer, you know, please do email me. And my email address is jeanette.ann@yahoo.co.uk, and I'll give you some information on that. Or if you'd like to book a reading with me privately, I am available for private readings. But as far as my work is concerned, I've been psychic for as long as I can remember, Mike. My dad is very much like you and I, and so is his nana and his mum. So this has come down the family tree, if you like. My dad's family were all Irish from Dublin, and they moved in to Wales just before the Second World War. So my dad was born in this country, but all his brothers and sisters were Irish, you know, because they were born over there, and they emigrated over to Wales. So this has been part of who I am for as long as I can remember. But when I was about 13, I decided to develop myself with the cards. So I did. I self-taught myself tarot cards. And then I had an experience when I was in my 20s, in my early 20s, where I had, well, I'm really lucky to be here, really, I think, because I had a blood clot in my lung, and I nearly died. And since that point, I feel that, you know, because I did see someone to come and help me and tell me it was not my time to go and it was time to go back. And since that time, I think it's opened a portal to the spirit world. So now I'm able to link in with them. I hear them, I feel them, and I do sometimes see them in the physical, but I mainly see them in my third eye. And I just love working with spirit. And that's basically how I work, Mike.
Wonderful. Now, I know that... See, when you're seeing them within your third eye, that's clear sentience, because you're seeing them and you're sensing them. But when you're hearing them, it's clear audience.
Yes.
And when you're feeling, seeing, hearing, sensing, all of it, it's all called clear audience as well.
Yes. Sentience.
So, you know, it's lovely to know that, you know, you work on the same vibration as me, because I work on a clear audience, clear sentence, and clear voice base.
Yeah.
Kelly works on a clairsentient and clairaudient base as well, and clairvoyance as well, you know.
Right, fantastic.
There is a massive difference between it all, isn't it? You know, people may have this concept that mediums, we all see, we all hear, we all feel them, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we all develop at a different pace, at different levels, and you know, there is no, in my opinion, there's no fast track to being a medium.
No.
You know, I believe we're all born in this life with the gift of being psychic.
Yes.
But not all psychics will become mediums.
Yes.
And, you know, it's fantastic that you offer that service of people being able to train and develop. And I'm going to share a little something with you, Jeanette, that I haven't really said live on air before.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it now, I think, because I think that's, well, what do you think, Kelly? Do you think now is time to share what Mondays are going to be all about for us?
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect time, because we have Jeanette Ann Coombs on. Marley's going to start barking and growling any minute. I can feel it, no, not so much feel it, I can see because, you know, there's a little bit of food laying around. You know what Marley dog is like. But on a Monday, very soon, Jeanette, me and Kerry will be going down to, you know, the church in Port Talbot?
Okay.
The church there?
Yeah.
I'm going to become the class tutor there to go backwards, if you like, in my work. It's not going backwards, but to help people to develop their gifts.
Oh, fantastic.
For us as church, to allow them to train to become mediums. And I'm really looking forward to that. You know, we just got to set dates, times, and everything else out, which is, you know, going to be a pleasure. But obviously, you know, we need to get this next few weeks out of the way first, because that's paramount to get that sorted. It really is. But, you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to and hope that we can touch and help many, many people on this journey of mediumship, because, you know, I know it's difficult to find good education these days, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. And people need grounding and they need to learn and they need to know how to open themselves up and how to close down. They just need to be shown these things, you know. And I think sometimes if you're in a circle, it's wonderful because you've got that combined energy, and also you just get that feeling that, you know, you're learning at your own pace, but there's like other people who are like-minded souls like you who want to share and learn as well. So it's a really good vibe of energy working and learning in a circle.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Of course. Well, you know, I know that Kerry's looking forward to that herself, because, you know, throughout Kerry's few years of Kerry working, because Kerry's actually been working now for about 4 years for the spirit world.
Okay.
And, you know, developing and training and everything else. But, you know, Kerry has found it very difficult to find someone or a circle where she can go to develop her gifts. And, you know, very similar to yourself. She is like kind of like self-taught then, if that makes sense, because there was no one available to help or to where she felt comfortable with.
Yes.
I know it's very difficult when this thing happens, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And I mean to say, it's great to know that there are places to go where you can learn with other people if that's what you want to do. And it's great to have that opportunity. I'm sure Kerry will really love it there, and you know, she'll meet some lovely new friends as well, so it's going to be great. It's all good. It's a win-win situation, Mike. Yeah,
I think so. I mean, well, you know, let's ask Kerry herself. Kerry, are you looking forward to this new adventures on a Monday?
I am, yeah, very much.
Because it's going to be adventures for the two of us, you know, because it's been a long time since I've taken a development class, purely because of being on air.
Yeah.
Because as you know, back a few months ago, it was 7 nights a week on air.
Yes.
Which, you know, obviously things had to give, allow me to be on air 7 nights a week. And unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, that's one of the things that had to give. Me being of a class leader, tutor, what you want, you know. But I think it's time now to put back on that hat, if you like, and to work with the wonderful people that wants to train to do this. Because I feel, Jeanette, and probably the same that you are feeling the same as well, that there's a lack of quality. And I really shouldn't have said that word live on air, but you know, it's my opinion, and I'm allowed an opinion, but a lack of quality mediums today to what they used to be out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yes. I mean, to say, I know that everybody works in their own unique way, and, you know, we are not here to judge, but it is nice that there is a choice for the people to learn with someone like yourself who has been voted, you know, male medium for the UK. So, I mean, to say, you're not going to get much higher than that, are you, Mike?
Well,
as a good teacher, you know, really.
Not only voted the best medium of Wales, that was actually,
yeah,
for 3 years consecutive running.
Yeah.
But I think this is where you got a little mixed up there with winning the UK award.
That's it.
Best medium.
That's the one.
Obviously, Jeanette, obviously you wasn't a part of that. Otherwise, I would have had my work cut out. I really would have. I think I would have had to work extra hard. part of that. But, you know, it's... No, it was a pleasure to hold up that trophy.
Yeah. So, you know, they're in good hands then, Mike, yeah?
Well, most definitely, you know, and I'm looking forward to working with everyone that takes part. But first things first, what's paramount is get the family sorted. Let's get that dealt with and, you know, move on bit by bit from there, isn't it?
Definitely, Mike, definitely. You know, I mean to say, it's great that you've got this Monday night course. Who knows, you might see me up there as a popping guest one night. You never can tell.
Well, you know, that may just well happen. It'll just happen. And, you know, I, for one, always like to introduce new people into groups because it's a way, you know, because the last thing you want is like, let's just imagine this, and hypothetically speaking, 50 Mike Davises running around. That would be, oh my God, it would be a nightmare, wouldn't it? 50
Yeah, but people put their unique mark on their own energy vibe, you know. This is why everybody likes to go to have different services, readers or whatever, because we all work in our own unique way, don't we?
You know, Jeanette, that's what makes us individual. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, we are unique and individual in our own way. So people can get a hold of you by email, Jeanette. And what was that email address again?
My email address is jeanette.ann@yahoo.uk. You can also just send me a Facebook message. Just look for Jeanette Ann Coombe Medium. Or just have a look on Google and just type in my name, Jeanette Ann Coombe, and there'll be my website there as well for you to have a look at. So there's various ways. Oh, and you can also Skype me as well, Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one word. So there's plenty of ways that you can get hold of me if you're out there this evening and you're looking to have an in-depth reading with me.
Perfect. Okay, let's go to a piece of music.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm going to go back to the phone lines because, as I said, there is lots of people on hold at the moment. And so let's just, oops, it's gone. There it is. And let's press, that was the song itself. Oops, there it is. Let's not get into that. Let's press this and enjoy.
Okay, lovely.
Well, what a beautiful song there by Belinda Carlisle. Okay, Jeanette, are we ready to go back to the phone lines?
I am indeed, yes, and you too.
Most definitely. So let's bring on. I got some Skype callers in, which I'm going to bring in. Okay.
Okay.
A Skype caller called John Nick, and say hi, John Nick. Are you there? Hi, John Nick. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi. Is this Nick? Is it?
No, this is Jolina.
Belina.
How are you?
Okay, Belina, can I ask you?
What is it?
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
perfect. Belina, are you listening as well on an audio?
Pardon me again. I didn't quite understand what you said.
Okay. Are you listening to us on another device and calling us on a different device? Because that's what we get lots of feedback.
Yeah, I'm calling actually through my iPod, Skype.
Okay. And are you to us on a computer as well?
Yes.
Okay, if I can just ask you to mute the computer, okay, but keep your iPod on, because then that's why we're getting that feedback.
Okay.
Okay, there we are. That sounds a lot better. Okay. So, Belina, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'd like to see if I could connect with my ex-mother-in-law that just passed away about 3 weeks ago. I didn't get the chance to talk to her, and also, I have a question about my son's custody battle here.
Okay. Don't tell us no more, Belina. Okay. Now, obviously, we cannot guarantee that we're going to bring your mother-in-law through, your ex-mother-in-law through, but we will do our very best, myself and Jeanette. And I'll start off with this, because Jeanette and the last one, and then me and Jeanette will work together with it and see what comes of that, okay? But let me just start you with you, and I know that I have a lady in the spirit world that connects you with us. And as this lady does make her way forward there from the spirit world, she makes me aware that she was quite slight of her build before she passed home to the spirit world. So she wasn't a very big lady in her build of her body before she passes home to the spirit world there. She certainly makes me aware that she's a lady that would have, been quite reserved in what she had to say. So I know that she didn't say much when she was here with us, but whatever she had to say was quite constructive, put that there to you, a very constructive lady before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know that this lady comes forward as well and says here to me that she's been in your vibration for a little while there. Okay, so is this your ex-mother-in-law as she comes in? Is this the one that you wanted to come through?
Yes.
Bless her heart for doing so, because I know that as she does make a step forward there from the spirit world, she makes me aware to say to you that, you know, that even though that you're saying that you didn't have time to talk to her, she tells me that since she has passed that you've already spoke to her since she's been in the spirit world. So I know that you've already had a conversation with her, whether it be within your mind or whether it be through another medium, I don't know, but you've already had you've already spoke to her. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think so, yes.
Okay, because I know this is what she's come to say to me, and she says to me there about the upset, the hurt. There's been lots of tears there, Jolina. Do you understand the tears that you had in your vibration since she has passed?
Is it the tears from me, though, or is it in me or her? I mean, I've been through a lot with my son, though, lately. We've been going through a lot of rough times.
Okay, it's the tears that you've been shedding of late, okay? Because she makes me aware of the emotions and the tears that you've been shedding of late. Okay, do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, and what she wants me to say to you is that, you know, even though that she understands of that, okay, she says, it's okay, but she wants you to know that she's in the spirit world and she's taking good care of you. She's watching over you. She's doing her very best for you from where she's in the spirit world, okay? She says to me that you've already done something special for her since she has passed. So would you understand that, that you've done something very special for her? Either like put flowers down for her or something, but she makes aware that you've done something special for her since she has passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she says to me that she's that she's there with you. She's around your vibration, and she says she knows all of the conditions. And she says to me that you must stop worrying now because you have been worrying about her and worrying about the things that you never had the chance to say. And she says she knows every single word that you wanted to say to her. Do you understand of this?
I see, yes.
See, now she also makes me aware to say that you about, you know, that you must start looking after yourself a little better now. Would you understand why she would say that to me?
I think so, because like I said, with my children, it's just too much stress, and I just hardly take care of myself. It's just, I have to deal with a problem.
Okay. She says to me about taking care of yourself. You need to start taking care of yourself. And I know that when this lady was here with us, that you got on with her very well. Maybe more like a, instead of a, like a mother-in-law relationship, it was more like a mother-daughter kind of relationship that you had when she was here with us. Is that right? Because she says to me that you were very close to her in this vibrationally, in this vibrational life. Is that right?
Yes.
Bless her heart, because I know that's what she's come to say to us, okay? And I know that she wants me to say that she's, you know, as I already said, that she's around you, and she's very close into your vibration, okay? She says to me that you've seen her since she has passed home to the spirit world. Is that right?
That I've seen her?
Yes.
It was about a year ago when I've seen her, and that's when she came over to visit us.
Okay. See, because I know that this is what she's coming in to say at the moment, and she wants you to know that she is so close in your vibration. She's never going to be apart from you, okay? Let me bring Jeanette into this communication as well, because I know Jeanette's probably bursting at the seams here. Jeanette, are you okay there?
I am, yeah, I'm listening to it. Lovely communication, lovely evidence. I was just looking, and as I was listening, I was just doodling, and I've just drew a lady's face, okay? And I was just really connecting with this lady through her face, because I feel when she was a younger lady, she took a lot of pride in herself, okay? And as she was an older lady, I feel, did she have like a longish, thin face, please, darling?
Yes.
Yes. And would she have had her hair short and curls?
It is short, but I don't think
yes.
It's curly yet. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like as though I want to draw waves or curls around this short hair. I feel like as though I've got this essence of this lady. And I was just, as I was listening, I was writing, okay? And I was just writing, smile for me, okay? So what I feel is that she's aware that you have been so very, very, very sad, and it's almost like as though she wanted me to write that for you. So it's like she wants you to start smiling more. And where is the S initial around this, please? I want to say Sarah. So who is Sarah, please?
Letter S.
Sarah. Who is Sarah, please?
I could not think of that name at the moment.
Because there's a strong connection to Sarah with her. So this is either someone that she's met in the spirit world who's connected to the name Sarah, or there's someone coming in around your energy that's a connection caught with a S name. And I'm really drawn to Sarah. So what you need to do, okay, is start really focusing, all right, on where you need to be over the next few months. Now, I know you've had this terrible shock, and I feel that it's really kind of rocked you because you weren't expecting this. But I feel that it was just her time to go, my love, and that you need to now take charge of all the things around you that's upsetting you, because I feel that the what she's trying to give me the impression of is that there is going to be movement and change coming in around you. She is there in the spirit world. She is coming around you, as Mike have said. I'm drawing her energy as I'm linking in. I can see this lady with long features who used to be, you know, very smart, very proud of how she looked. So she's given me the essence of her energy here tonight. And I feel she just wants you to be happy in yourself because she's at peace and she's happy where she is now. But I do feel towards the end of her life, she was either restricted or she was in a lot of pain. And I feel that she's okay now and she's just, that's why I'm feeling that she wants you to smile. Smile and celebrate her life. Don't mourn her passing and really start working with, you know, the energies around you to bring the balance between you and your son and all the issues that you're having around you right now, darling, yeah?
I see.
And that's what I'm bringing in for you. And as far as the legal issues is concerned, we wouldn't be able to help you on the legal side of things. But I just have had your mother-in-law has just put a scale in my mind. So that means that there is going to be more balance coming in that area for you. And it is going to be bringing it in before the end of September. There will be more balance coming in for you. So I just want you to have faith and really look towards getting the balance in all the areas of your life, my love. And that's what I'm picking up tonight. And say thank you very much.
I see. So you don't see me, you know, losing my children in the court, though? Because the father...
I'm not able to look at the legal issues, my love. But we are able to say that balance is coming in for you.
Balance, okay. I'll look at that as a positive. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I'd say thank you very much for joining the show with us this evening.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Jelena, and thank you, Jeanette, for that wonderful part of our reading. And Jelena, remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Will do. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jeanette, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we're gonna go to another Skype caller. I'm gonna have to call this name out. I'm not going to laugh. It's Linda Baby. Linda Babe One. And say, hi, Linda Babe One. Are you there with us?
Hello. It's actually Lena.
Lena. Oh, sorry. Hi, Lena. Where are you, Lena?
I'm in the UK. I'm in the Midlands.
Oh, wonderful. So we got four of us here together live on air from the UK. Me and my Davis is down in sunny South Wales. Kerry, which is down in sunny South Wales, aren't you, Kerry?
I am, yeah.
You are? And we've got Jeanette down in, well, it's still South Wales, isn't it, Jeanette?
It is, yeah.
Down in, just a little bit further, maybe like about 40 minutes further on, but we're all from South Wales. So, well, welcome, Lena. What was the reason that you called in for?
Thank you. And I was just saying, Wales is a wonderful place. I've been to Cardiff a lot of times, and I've been to Carnarvon. Carnarvon?
Carnarvon,
yeah,
yes.
Yes, Carnarvon. That's north, I think. But yes, first time I'm listening in, basically, I got loads. I'm all messed up. I need help from spirit, mainly regarding a certain relationship who I feel is my twin flame, but he keeps pulling away. And all of a sudden, something happened at a development group he went to yesterday, which kind of, I think...
Hang on now, let me come in there. Let me stop you, okay? Because we don't want to know any more information. It's up to us to give you the information from the spirit world. Is that okay?
That's fine, yes.
Okay, well, do you want me to start with this, guys?
I don't mind. I really don't mind. It's up to you, Mike.
Okay.
You go for it.
Okay, well, let me start then, Lena, okay? Because I know I have somebody here that steps closely here from the spirit world that wants to connect it to you. And this is of a gentleman... that comes forward, and I know that he connects to your dad's side of your family, because I know as he comes into to my vibrational energy, it's dad's side. I know that he's a gentleman that would be maybe around the 5 foot 8, 5 foot 9 of his height of when he was here with us. He does tell me that towards the end of his life he would have stooped over prior to his passing, so I know that he would have maybe seemed to be a bit shorter, but his back would have kind of bent over a bit, so his spine would have curved over a little bit before he passed. He does make me aware that when he was in this life, I know that he would have enjoyed this quality of life of what he had building up towards the end of his life, because he tells me that he had time, or he found time to do the things that he loved to do. So I know that this man would have reached a past retirement age, because he makes me aware of the daytime was just time to relax now, okay, and he wants to relax. So to understand of a gentleman, I believe he's your granddad. The links to your dad's side, your family, that would have been like this there for me, please, when he was in this life.
I never knew my granddad, so I don't really know.
Okay. Now, that's fine. Now, I'm going to see if he's going to give us some more evidence to prove to you of who he is. Okay. Okay, sir. He says to me that he went first. So your grandmother must have passed, or even if she hasn't passed yet, I don't know. But he went first home to the spirit world. Would you understand that bit of evidence there of him?
Yes, he died before grandmother died. My dad's father died before his mother died, yes.
Perfect, because that's what I'm looking for, that he went first. And as I said, I don't know if grandmother's already passed because I'm not aware of her, but I know that he went first. So that's fine. So now I've got your granddad that comes forward. And I know as your granddad steps forward, he says to me there about where he had time to relax, his mind was very active. His mind was very, he knew which direction he was going. And I believe in some way that you are looking for that direction yourself. I know that you said about your twin flame and the gentleman and everything else. But if I said to you that you feel pulled and pushed in different directions in your life at the moment, that would make sense there to you, Lena, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, that you feel that someone or something has turned his mind to do with whatever it is that he's doing now? So I believe that you feel that he's been influenced by someone or something at the moment. Is that right?
To an extent, yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I'm being told, that you believe that his mind has been influenced by something or someone. And I know I want to say that you know that, you know, he's a very strong man in his character-wise. He knows exactly what he wants, when he wants it, how he wants it. He's not the kind of man that would hold back, but he's the kind of man that would say his piece. Is that right?
Yeah, are we talking about my grandfather still?
No, we're talking about...
we're talking about the man. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know that's what that's what your granddad tells me, that he's a man. Okay, we're getting confused here. That the gentleman that your twin flame, if you like, has got his own mind. He's very strong in his mind, and you know he will see of what he has done and the effect, because it's always cause and effect, isn't it? And he will see the effect that he has caused by being influenced by someone else. And I want to say to you that, you know, within the fullness of time, I do believe that I want to see a like a happy ending. Well, not that I can look forward into the future that much. I'm not a fortune teller. My job is to link to the spirit world, to be a communicator, a medium. But I know I want to say to you about a happy ending, okay? Now, I know as well that I want to bring forward there for you, and I'm not going to stay on too much longer because I know that Jeanette wants to work as well. But I don't want to bring a lady forward there for you. But I want to link it towards your mum's side of your family. Now, I don't know if this is your mum. I don't know if your mum is in the spirit world or not. But I know I've got a lady that comes forward here that makes me aware that when she passed, she was in the hospital. Because I know I'm hearing machines that beeps in the background there with her. And I know that when she passed, it was in the hospital of when she left this life. She does tell me that she lost quite a bit of weight before she passed as well. And I do believe I want to link her like a motherly figure there to you in the spirit world. So do you understand of this, lady there?
Yeah, my mother.
Bless her heart. Perfect. Okay, because I know that she makes me aware of being like a motherly love. So I know that this is she says to me she's come through many times. So you'd understand that your mum has made a communication there to you many times. Is that right?
Yes, I have the ability myself, yes.
Perfect.
I have the spirit. Oh, yeah, I know. That makes sense.
Because she says to me that she's come through to you many times, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that, Lena, that you've been calling out to them, to the spirit world, and particularly to mum to come close to your vibration to help you out at the moment? Is that right?
Yes, because I'm considering turning my back on the spirit world, and I'm pushed in two sides because of that. So, yes,
right,
I have
been
calling.
Okay, because she says to me that you've been calling out to mum to come and give you the guidance. Now, Lena, I don't know if this is your first time of listening, then obviously you wouldn't know who Mike Davis is. You know, I've been a medium for the last 21 years, and as Jeanette quite rightly said, you know, I was voted the most popular male medium for 3 years consecutive running. I am the current UK award-winning medium, and, you know, host and owner of Mike's World FM. But I know through all that, my main job, if you like, is to help and promote the spirit world and to assist people like yourself that's in need. Okay? Now, see, the reason why I'm saying all this, I'm not going to go into any long, boring stories or bore you with anything, but, you know, one of my main guides is my granddad. And yeah. I know the reason why I'm telling you this now, because I believe that you work closely with your mum, is that right?
My mum was very spiritual, yes. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know I'm being told that you work very closely with your mum, okay? And even though that you've just said that you've been thinking of turning your back on the spirit world, I know that will never happen, okay? I know that it will never happen. But what may happen is like you needing time for yourself, time to regain what you once had, because I do feel as if you're feeling like a little lost with inside yourself and, you know, why isn't there nobody there to help me when I need the help? I do so much for everyone else, and nobody's there to support me when I need it. Is that how you're feeling at the moment there?
Yes, that's how I feel. But this guy also was part of that as well, which I don't know whether you want me to say.
No, please don't. Please don't. Okay. It's almost like as if I want to say that not only is he gone, but he's taken everything. I don't mean the he, but everything else seems to have disappeared alongside with, and you feel depleted, empty, and what was the point of all that? You understand of this?
Yes, to an extent, yes.
Okay, now I'm going to want to bring in Jeanette as well. Jeanette, are you okay to work with us a minute?
Yes, I am. I'm listening to you. It's lovely evidence. You know, it's a lovely reading, and my heart goes out to this lovely lady because I'm also feeling, okay, that she is absolutely depleted of, I would say, self-confidence and self-esteem. So what I'm getting is that this has been like a big bombshell that's been dropped, okay? And I do feel that what you need to do more than anything else is start trusting and believing in yourself again. And I feel that the question that seems to be going around in your mind is why? And I feel that at the end of the day, you have to give yourself closure, because the why is just going around and around. And as Mike is linking in with your lovely mum, I'm absolutely, you know, I can sense her energy draws close to you as well. But I'm also getting a gentleman who comes in around you. And I do feel that he is, like Mike said, a grandfather influence that you didn't know. But he's always been aware of you, darling. He's always taken an active interest in you and your life. And I feel for you at the moment now, it's like reeling from shocks and disappointment, and it's about rebuilding things again. And I feel that you are going to rebuild your energy through your beliefs in the spirit world. That's going to bring the right person towards you. But not only that, I feel that you need to embrace the changes and see it as a new chapter rather than holding on to the past. I don't feel the past is serving you very well. You've had some really harsh life lessons. I'm being shown this quite clearly for you, and I feel that there's a big wide world out there for you, and that you just need to start believing in yourself again a bit more and allowing the new energies to come in for you. They are helping you. The spirit world is helping you. They are there. They are working at really focusing you on moving you forward, but you just have to allow them to help you. So it's like, don't block new opportunities to come your way. I know that sounds like a bit of a cliche, but please go with the flow for now, because they are helping you, and I do feel that you are definitely working with your guides, and they are going to work with you to bring a new phase in for you as well. And that's what I'm picking up on this one, Mike.
Okay, wonderful. Lena, before we let you go, I know that Kelly was picked up on a few things as well there with your mum. Was it that your mum suffered with her throat before she passed as well?
No, not as far as I know, no.
Okay. But why would your mum give a throat condition there? Because I know that's what Kelly was picking up, something to do with the throat. So if that's not your mum, who's the one that complained of the throat there, or maybe is complaining of the throat now?
Nobody in the spirit world. This fella that I've met, kind of thing, he did have a lot of throat issues when I first met him in November last year.
Okay.
But now that's cleared up, so I don't know.
Okay, no, that's fine, because I know also what Kelly was getting, and you just said what actually was there was the November, but it was the 10th of November Kelly was getting as well. So would you understand the 10th of November?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. So that would tie with the gentleman with the throat, the one that's giving you the issues, problems, whatever you want to call it now, yeah?
Yes, it's an on-off relationship, so I don't know. I mean, I'm still talking to him now, but I need to know from spirit, because I've been given signs from spirit that he is the one, and yet he's been told I'm not the one, but I've been told by different readers and my own spirit guides, and then yet he's been saying no, he's going to meet his own, but then yet again yesterday something happened that was pointing back to me. I mean, my real name, somebody mentioned my real name to him who doesn't even know us. And It's just linking him back to me to an extent, and I don't understand. Is spirit actually guiding him back to me?
Okay, well, I can certainly ask your mum that question and see what your mum has to say about it. Now, Lena, if I say to you that, you know, I'm not going to say to you, yes, he is the one, or no, he's not, okay? I want to bring evidence of support of whatever I'm hearing or seeing. Now, what I'm being told is that when you're together, it feels so right. But when you're apart, it feels so wrong. Does that make sense to you?
That's what he's feeling. He feels that.
He feels that, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know I want to say that to you, you know, that within the fullness of time, that it will come right there for you. I'm not saying that, you know, that the relationship is going to come right. I don't know. What your mum says, within the fullness of time, it will come right for you. You just have to have confidence in yourself and confidence in the spirit world. And I believe that's what is lacking a little bit, is that confidence from the spirit world. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yes. I'm doubting spirit. But
okay.
As I said, he said something to me yesterday which just blew my mind. It actually blew his mind as well. But I don't know if he can see the connection with it. I don't know if he sees that. I see it, but he doesn't.
Then, you know, all I would say to you is, okay, and this is not from spirit, this is from me, okay, is to say that to you, you know, if something has been said and it's blown yours and his mind, then hold on to that energy, okay, because if it's meant to be, it will be. And, you know, sometimes we can put opportunities in our way, we can put issues in our way, but what's meant to happen will happen. But, you know, the more that we try and force things, the longer it takes, kind of thing, okay? So I want to say that to you, let's just sit back and let it happen there for you, because if it's meant to be, it will be. Does that help you a little bit there?
That does. Thank you very much. Yes, that does make sense. Thank you.
Okay, the pleasure's all ours. I know that you said it's your first time listening. Just simply go to the website of www.mikespirit.fm. There's a play button there on the right-hand side, and at the end of the show, you can re-listen back to it. You can download a copy of this show if you follow the links into the Blog Talk Radio. You can download it and keep it for yourself. You know, there's a show here tonight, which is supposed to be Matthew James, but Matthew is unable to take the show, so this is why I'm here. And Jeanette and Kerry. Also, Matt has a show on a Wednesday from 11 till 1, I believe. And my show is on a Sunday, 8 until 10 p.m. Our UK time. So, you know, keep tuned in. And again, if you go onto the website, mikespirit.fm, all the show listings will come up when the shows are on. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much. I got that. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know, it's always nice, Jeanette, isn't it, when we have callers like that, particularly if they are spiritual people.
Lovely.
And do you feel the same, Kerry, as well, you know, when we have people that are spiritual beings and they can call into the Mike Spirit FM network and have a spiritual communication?
It is. It's lovely.
You know, and the reasons, Jeanette and Kerry, the reason why, or the initial reason why the Mike Spirit FM network was developed, and the birth of Mike Spirit FM, if you like, as you both know, you know, it's 21 years for me doing my work for the spirit world, but the network's only 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The reason behind it was for people like my mum, because my mum is a wheelchair user, as you know, Jeanette and Kerry. That she can't go to the spiritualist churches, she can't go to the demonstrations, she can't go to these public venues because of the access and problems with the wheelchair. So I thought, what can I do to cater for people like my mum? And the spirit just whispered in my ear, go back to radio. And, you know, that's where the birth of Mike Spirit FM began. And it's developed as something beautiful because... Kerry, the both of us were looking just the other day at the statistics of the show, wasn't it?
We were, yeah.
And, Jeanette, would you believe over 50,000 listeners now that we're up to?
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it, eh? 50,000 listeners.
Isn't that just...
That is phenomenal, really, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go up on the website, the hits on the website, wow, it's like up to 375,000 hits. In the first few weeks of this year, even, you know, just as simple as that, over 375,000 hits to the website of Mike Spirit FM, you know, which has really blown myself and yourself, Kerry, away, isn't it? You know, of how, because we had no idea of that, didn't we, Kerry?
We were shocked when we seen it.
We was, you know, we was like, wow. You know, are we really reaching that many people? Are that many people listening? Because, you know, Jeanette, we sometimes do wobble a little bit, don't we, on our pathway. And even myself, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, I still wobble and think, oh, you know, and we do have days like that, don't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, definitely, definitely.
You know, I was having one of my days, my, oh, dear, why am I doing? What's the point? And then I was shown that and I was thinking, oh, wow, that's every point. And that's, you know, that's a big reason to continue and to be bringing this network to not just UK and USA. You know, we are actually being listened to in every country you can think of, even countries I couldn't even pronounce the name of them. You know, we go as far as Iraq, Russia, Canada, UK, Great Britain, Turkey, you name them, and we have listeners there.
Fantastic, yeah. Really well done, that is, you know, because it has, you know, it's wonderful that you've got something and it's kind of growing in such a wonderful way.
Well, you know, it's only thanks to like people like yourself, Jeanette, you know, that you know, helped to develop it, you know, and I think to myself that by helping to develop something as wonderful as we have, you know, it's only thanks to yourself, and many others that were a part of this fantastic network, and those that will be a part of it in the future, you know. And it's always, you know, it's always the same thing, you know. Once we go so far, then we want to develop and move on, and I'm just happy to know that Mike Spirit FM are able to help to develop people to be where they need to be in their vibration, and long may Maxport FM continue.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's onwards and upwards and always new doors opening. That's the beauty about life, is that it never stays stagnant. It's always change. I think sometimes people are afraid of change, but I think that's something that we should all embrace, you know, and just move with it.
Most definitely, most definitely. Well, let's say about change and move with it. Let's move on to some callers, Jeanette, because I know there's people who've been online for quite some time, actually, looking here. Let's go to area code, and I've lost where I am yet again because I am paying attention, but my mind's not really 100% on this year. But it's 928, and area code 928. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, Hi, my name is Alfina.
Okay, you're going to have to spell out for me, sorry.
A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Alpina.
Alpina. Okay. Well,
Alpina.
Alpina. Okay.
What a wonderful name for a start. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. You know, I have a wonderful friend, Jeanette, in Arizona.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lady called Elizabeth. Now, she does her own radio show as well. Not on the Mike Spirit FM network, but you never know. Alfina, what was the reason that you called in for there?
I'm wondering if anything is going to develop between me and this person, and if so, like, how long is it going to take before it turns into anything?
Okay. Jeanette, do you want to start, or do you want me to start? It's entirely up to you.
No, I'm fine. I'll start with this. I feel that this lady, this lovely lady, has been waiting in the wings for this for about 4 or 5 months. Do you understand that, my love?
What was that?
I feel that you've been waiting in the wings for this relationship to kind of come around to you or to step up a gear for about 4 or 5 months.
No.
Where is the waiting around the 4 or 5 months with you? Because you're definitely waiting for something, because I've got a lady who comes in spirit, okay, who's drawing close and tells me that you've been waiting. So there's something around you that you're not happy with and you've been waiting for a change.
Yeah.
Do you understand that, my love? Because it's like change. I'm waiting for change. It's not happening and I'm waiting. And I feel that with this gentleman, there seems to be delays and obstacles around him as well. So the balance on this, I don't feel, is very, very, what I would say, calming. And I feel as well that you have had to be very, very strong of late as well. So there's been a lot of difficulties that you've had to deal with over and around this 4 or 5 month period, because she's taking me back to around about end of January, beginning of February. Can you relate why she would be taking me back there, please?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Right, okay, because I'm picking up that there's been energy that has been going out around you for around about 4 or 5 months. And I also feel, okay, that at this moment in time, you seem to be wanting something and the balance is not there for you getting it in. I feel that this lady who passed over either went over with severe chest problems, because I've got a pain in the chest, but it could have been like a smoker's cough, or it could have been like lung cancer, because I'm just wanting to cough a lot and pains in the chest. Do you know who this lady is connecting to? Because she's showing me like a grandmother figure.
No, I don't know.
You don't know who she is? Were you aware of your grandmother, my love? Did you know her?
My grandmother's still around.
Right, so this is your great-grandmother, my love, because I'm going back in time.
My great-grandmother, she didn't have any chest problems, or she wasn't a smoker, so...
Right, because there's definitely someone very close linking in with you who is giving me this terrible sense of chestiness, who passed over with that.
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's very strange that we have in this. I want you to be aware that there is an energy around you who is trying to connect. So if you can't take that, we'll have to let that one pass. But what I am feeling, okay, is that right now you're feeling quite lonely and that you need to just move forward from a situation, because I feel that there's a blockage with a gentleman coming around you. I just don't feel that the balance is right, because they're showing me an imbalance here.
So the answer to the main question is, you know, it's not going to develop into anything, or?
I feel that the balance is not right, okay, because I feel that this guy kind of comes forward a bit, pulls back, comes forward, pulls back. I don't feel that she's looking for something really steady at the moment, but I feel that you are looking for something deeper than what he's looking for right now. But that doesn't mean to say that things can change. I'm drawing to this lady. She's giving me the information of the imbalance. So this is definitely a family member connected to you, because she seems to know what's been going on around your situation with this gentleman. So if you can't take her, I'm just going to have to leave her.
I don't feel lonely, so I don't know where that's coming from. And secondly, I'm just wondering if it's going to turn into anything. If not, then okay.
Okay, so there's the loneliness that I'm feeling around you then, my love. What are you sensing on this, Mike? Can you kind of come in and give anything on this situation?
Hi, Jeanette. Yeah, most definitely. Okay, let me get back to where I need to be. One second. And what was the nature of the question again, sorry?
I'm wondering if anything is going to develop between me and this person, and if so, what was the time frame on it? If not, then okay.
Okay. You know, I'm just asking the spirit world that very question there, the time frame, and if so, and what's going to happen, okay? I'm being told that we can look forward to... I'm being told 6, okay? Now, obviously, we're in the 6 month now, okay? But I want to say 6. So whether it's 6 months from now, I want to say to you that, you know, things are going to be a lot different in your life, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to develop perfectly in 6 months. I don't know. But certainly 6 months from now, your life is going to change quite dramatically there for you, okay? Does that answer your question?
You mean 6 months things are going to change for me, myself, my personal life? Or, like, are you talking about with this guy?
No, I'm talking about with this guy.
6 months is, like, a really long
time. You know, 6 months is a long time, but really, in a lifetime, 6 months is not a long time at all, is it?
No, but I think life is too short, so, like, 6 months is a really long time.
Okay, well, you know, that's what I'm being told to give you, Alfina, and you know, if that's not what you wanted, then I do apologize, but I can only give you what I have there, Alfina, I really can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, Alfina, I want to say thank you very much for calling in, and remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of MikeSpirit.fm, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Jeanette, let's take a few seconds here. Let's go to another song, okay, very quickly. I know that Jeanette, that you're going to love this song, so let's just enjoy.
Okay, great.
My dreams, she rides at night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, she doesn't know. Like the wind. like the wind.
Now, Jeanette, I can imagine you singing along and dancing to that song. I bet that was the case.
Yeah, it was the case indeed.
Okay, Jeanette, I think we've got time to squeeze one more caller in. And let's go to, I don't think this is an area code. It starts at 1919 and say, hi, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hello, yes, can we take your name, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Simran.
Can I ask you to spell that for me, please?
Yeah, that's S-I-M-R-A-N, Simran.
Simran. Hi, Simran, can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from India, actually.
From India? Well, welcome to India, and thank you for coming in. And can we ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Sorry, could you say that again?
I said, can we ask you the reason of why you called in for?
Yes, I actually wanted to ask you a question. This is about a relationship that I've been in for about 8 years. And, you know, we just sort of had a bit of an argument a couple of days ago. I haven't heard from him and things got a bit ugly. And I just wanted to know where you saw this going.
Okay. Our forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? And we'll do that there for you. I know that we pushed on time, but we'll link to the spirit world and
okay.
We'll see where you go in. Is that okay for you?
All right, great. Thank you.
Perfect. Jeanette, shall I start this one, Jeanette?
It's up to you. I'll start if you want me to start. I'm really not bothered. It's entirely up to you, Mike. Leave the ball in your court.
Okay, well, I'll start, but, you know, we must be mindful of time. So, okay, let me start by talking to you of a lady that I have in the spirit world that connects you with me. A lady that I believe that
okay.
When she was here with us, that she would be very, I want to use the word stubborn, okay, because she was very stubborn to herself before she passed on to the spirit world, because she knew that she was, illness or her health started to deteriorate, but she wouldn't give up, she kept going. And she keeps giving me this attitude of, I'm okay, stop fussing with me, leave me be. And I believe that's the way that she would have been before she passed from this life. She certainly makes me aware,
okay.
That she was a very, quite petite kind of a lady, very small, very slim, but quite, I want to say, quite the kind of lady that was always busy, always had something to do, always lots to do. Around the home before she passed, and throughout her life, I want to say. And she makes me feel like she's like a grandmother, and she would have been a very close grandmother but she makes me aware of a large family with her. So do you understand of a grandmother in the spirit world that would have had a large family and her health started to deteriorate, but she didn't want to bring any notice to her before she passed? Do you understand of this?
Not my grandmother, no.
Okay. Now,
no.
Okay. Are you looking towards your mum's side of your family?
Sorry?
Are you looking at your mum's side of your family?
My grandmother is still alive. Maybe my dad's side, but I didn't really know her well at all.
Okay, no, that's fine, okay, because I know that, see, I'm being told that you're looking at your mum's side, and it's not, it's your dad's side. So if you didn't know her well, that doesn't matter, okay? What matters is that she came forward from the spirit world to connect you with you, to give you the evidence that she's still in the spirit world. Now, I know that she talks to me as well about that she understands of yourself. She's been around your vibration. And I know that you just said to me that it got quite ugly, this relationship. But if I said to you that, you know, it was always quite of a nice relationship before this argument happened, is that right? It was always, we knew where we were. We knew that we were comfortable in that environment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but it's just 80% of the times it's great, and 20% of the times when he kind of loses it, there's just no stopping him, and I just don't know how to get through to him, and I'm just really shattered.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm being told that you are only doing of your best. You kind of do your best, and you feel this is what you get for trying your best out. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
Reason that the one side of my face is going so numb at the moment. I don't know whether that means this lady passed with a stroke, or there is someone around you at the moment that's having problems with the one side of their face there. Do you understand of this why the one side of my face goes numb at the minute?
No.
Okay. Then again, ask your dad about his mum, because as I said, it's either that's the way they passed with like a stroke-like condition. Because I know that the one side of my face goes numb. So again, another evidence for you to ask about. But you know, I want to see that. See, to answer your question, because I know I'm governed by time at the moment. Where do I see it going?
Right.
I believe I want to say that to you that I see it going down a road of where we kind of will get back together, but it's always going to be this skill. You speak up, okay? And I feel like to say to you, you need to speak up. You need to say your piece, and you need to put the wheel in motion for that, okay? There's too much to lose, or there's lots to lose, but so much to gain. Would you understand of why I would say that moment there?
So do you think I should sort of pull back for now and then let him come to me?
No, that's definitely exactly what I would do. If I was in your position, I would certainly pull back. Okay.
Just one quick question. Do you think it'll work? I mean, I'm just a bit distraught, so I'm just wondering if you think it'll work, if there is any hope, or am I hoping against hope?
You know, I believe that, as I said, that within the fullness of time, it will work out there for you, okay? What's meant to be will be there, okay? You just need to stay strong at the moment and be positive, because I believe that all these problems stem from that. I don't know whether that he feels that you're not capable of something or you're not doing something correctly, but I want to say you need to show them that you can do exactly what you need to do at the moment, okay? And I want to bring Jeanette in there as well. Jeanette, you okay there?
Yes, I'm listening to this. Yes, it's we are short on time, but I'm my heart goes up to this lady because I feel like as if she needs to come out of the shadows, because what I feel is that this gentleman can be very domineering sometimes. And I feel that, you know, when you said the 80-20, I feel it's like 80% of the time, as long as you're doing what he kind of wants you to do, things seem to be okay. But if you try to do something independently that he doesn't like, this is when I feel that you have these flare-ups. So I just feel that for you, it's about communication being the key to this. You know, I do feel that you can bring this relationship back on. To a balance on track, and I do feel that there is still love there, okay? And I am drawn into this lady in spirit, and she is telling me that there's 13 children connected to her, whether it be children and grandchildren, but she's giving me the number 13, okay? And I feel that your husband kind of feels that he is the boss of the home, and that his word is law sometimes. And I feel that with you, it's like I'm speaking my mind, and then there seems to be things that are blowing up. So I think you have to try to allow yourself to have your voice without having your voice being heard, being then being going coinciding with a big blowout. Do you understand that?
Right. If, we're not married yet. We're just seeing each other for 8 years, and I'm just wondering if it is going to resolve
well,
and end in marriage or no. Because
yeah, I said yes. That it's a husband because I feel that he is like a husband to you, okay? And at the
yes,
end of the day,
yes.
I feel that there has got every opportunity of this happening, but obviously you've had a very long-standing relationship with this man. You know his good points, you know his bad points. And his good points,
yes.
I feel, still outweigh his bad points. But I feel that you need to just make your voice heard. I have to say that you need to kind of let this man know that you like to do things your way, because I just get the sense that he's expecting you to do something in a certain way that's not actually what you want. And it's like when there's a difference of opinion, he gets angry
yes.
if you don't agree with him. And this is where you cannot
yes.
live your life constantly agreeing with someone else. You have to have your own mind and you have to have your own opinions. So I would say look
yes.
for the new beginning sort of coming in around this. Look for the new energy, because I do feel that he is going to offer you security, okay, because they are showing me that. But I feel more importantly
mm-hmm.
you have to find your voice, and you need to speak up for what you want as well. That's very important also. I know it's turned ugly at the moment. It will cool down.
Mm-hmm.
He will want to contact you again. There is a rekindling of love, but it has to be a balanced love, my love. And I leave that with you and say thank you very much for listening to us this evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
And thank you, Simran, for calling in. Please remember, you can always download that reading. Simply go to www.mikespirit.fm and you've built the play button on the right-hand side. Press play, you can re-listen to the show, and you can download a copy of it to keep it for yourself. If you want to connect with Jeanette, search on Facebook, Jeanette, for Jeanette and Coombs Medium, is it?
Yes, it's Jeanette and Coombs, or have a look at Google, Jeanette and Psychic, and it'll fetch up the information of how you can contact me by my website. So if you'd like to have an in-depth reading with myself on this subject or anything else, you can find me through the website.
Perfect. Well, Simran, you know, just do that. If you want to search for me, it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, or just search for me. Just put into Google Mike Davis, and it will come. Mike Davis Medium, and it will come up. But I'll say thank you for calling
thanks.
Into the show.
Thanks so much.
From my heart, I hope things work out very soon. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jeanette, you know, we've come to another end of the show. You know, these shows go so fast, so quick.
They certainly do.
You know, it's amazing how quick they go. Well, Jeanette, I know you've given your information out, but just one more time, very quickly for our listeners, if they didn't catch it, grab yourself a pen, ladies and gentlemen, because this is how you can get hold of Jeanette.
Okay, now you can either contact me via email, which is jeanette.ann@yahoo.co.uk, or you can get hold of me via Facebook, which is Jeanette Ann Coombe Medium, or just have a look for me on Google and just type in Jeanette Ann Psychic or Jeanette Ann Coombe, and my website will appear and you can get through to me on the numbers there. So, yes, Mike, it's been great listening, linking in tonight with the listeners on the show.
Perfect. Well, you know, if callers want to or listeners want to get a hold of me, it's quite simple. It's Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Come and search the website of www.mikespirit.fm or even my personal page, which is www.mikedavismedium.com. Or you can simply send me a message and it's mike@mikespirit.fm. I like to keep things as simple as I can. mike@mikespirit.fm. Send me an email and we will we'll reply to you in due course. For me, from Jeanette and from Kerry, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.